Hey girl, hey, it's Jade. How's it going? I'm alive. I'm living. Man, the last 3 months, what is that? All of summer? All of summer has been just brutal, right? God, amen to that. It's just been, you know, it's been a time. I love to sit here and hang out with you, and I'm so grateful for you. All the amount of people who are like, hello. Is there going to be like another podcast episode or anything coming up? Just wondering. And yes, there are. They're here. I'm actually pre-recording a lot of these. You guys, it just makes life easier. You know, batch work. Work smarter, not harder is what I am all about. And so when you're hearing these, you know, I try to release my podcast every Sunday and Wednesday. And so today I want to talk about the power of a brain dump, okay? Power of a damn brain dump. This is going to change your life. Now, I want to remind you guys that I have free documents that you can download right on my Instagram. So if you guys are not following me, make sure you do. I just shared my cleaning list and a couple of the resources that I've created for you guys. And you can go and you can screenshot them, print them out, use them yourself, share them with people who need it. Because I always love, damn, do I love a good document. I love a good something that just helps me kind of get my shit together a little bit and just keep it together. So I want to talk about a brain dump. What to do when you feel like you have everything to do, but you have done none of it. Isn't it so funny that we do that to ourselves? We feel like we have everything to do. We've got a million things to do. But that feeling and that thought of not being able to get it all done just holds us back so bad. And so we just do nothing at all. And we've got to stop doing that. And I think the reason why we don't do anything at all is it's this fear of not showing up with perfection. We will never be perfect. We were not created to be perfect. You know, we were created in the image of God, and yet we are all so different with such different skills and you know, attributes and just things that are so special about us. And, you know, you've got to hold on to that. I love to hold on to things. What gives you that sense of peace? What helps your hope grow? What helps your faith grow? What helps your energy grow? Holding on to things that you know. What do I know? I don't have to be perfect to get stuff done. I know that there are other people who are in the same position as me who have gone forward and done the things that I want to do. Hence, thus, therefore, that means that I can do it too. Hold on to these things. Is there a quote that you can listen to or that you can read, or, you know what I mean? Like, write it in a sticky note and put it in your car that is the complete opposite of how you're feeling, because feelings are just feelings or temporary. It's, you know, feelings are just this, it's like a repetitive thing. That's all it is. Feelings are just a habit. And so now we've got to create new habits to change your feelings, to change your brain, so that way you don't habitually feel the way you do. And so do you have like that fear that you're not enough, or fear of it not being good enough, or a lot of the times fear of not being enough, fear of what other people think about us are going to be the things ultimately that hold us back from every single thing that we want to do. Okay. And so brain dump. I want you to take a piece of paper right now. Now, if you are feeling good, I want you to come back to this resource, number one, that, you know, on the days where you just feel overwhelmed, it could be a day, a week, a month, a year, like this year, 2020, help us, oh my God, okay? So come back to this or share it, you know, share it with the people that you care about, the girls on your team, because you're not going through something doesn't mean that someone else is not. Or maybe because you are going through something doesn't mean that someone else is, but it's always a resource. So you're going to grab a notebook and I want you to write brain dump at the top. And I want you to just, instead of writing down how you feel, let's identify all the weights and all the mess that's making you feel this way. So I want you to just literally throw up your brain on this piece of paper and just start listing it out. Now, yes, you are going to all of a sudden have 45 things. You're going to be like, I didn't even know. You have 45 things floating around in your brain. No wonder you are stressed out. Oh my gosh. So pause this. Pause this right now. Take the next 5, 7, 10 minutes. Don't do anything else. Don't try to distract yourself with laundry. or making some food or picking up your living room. Like, stop it. Let's focus, pay attention, take the next few minutes, and I want you to write down all the things that are just stirring up in your brain that are causing you distress, okay? And so insert the Jeopardy music right now. Do, 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 do. Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, you're back. Hi, how did that feel? How do you feel now that you threw up all over your paper? You brain dumped all this stuff. Well, your shoulders should feel like just an ounce lighter now that you have it all written in front of you. But now you probably, your skin's crawling. You want to, like, you know, rip your eyeballs out of your head because you're just like, how the hell am I supposed to get all this stuff done? I only have this much time. Well, here's the deal. You can't milk a dry cow. You can't find 25 hours in a 24-hour day. It just does not look like that. So what we've got to do, sisters, we got to go through here. Our brother. Love my brothers too. We got to go through and we have to start cleaning things out. So let's clean the fridge out, okay? What's expired here? What, like, what five things do not matter, okay? If it was life or death and your house was about to burn down and you had to just grab only the important things, let's not scratch the important things, but let's scratch out the things that just for real just don't matter, okay? That closet that you haven't cleaned ever, that does not matter. You're just trying to feel productive. You're just trying to be in the essence of wanting to just checkmark anything off that you can, okay? So checkmark that off, or scratch it off. We don't need that. No, you don't have to clean your car. No, you don't. That's not going to make you a millionaire. You don't need to clean your car. What's going to reach your dream board? So go through every single one of the 72 things or 38 or however many you have, 102, and let's just scratch off everything that has nothing to do with your goals and dreams, okay? So go do that right now. Pause this. Okay, great. So you're back. Great. We did that. Is it like five things lighter? Okay. So the next thing is I want you to do it again. All right. So what is my ultimate goal? Are you trying to go triple diamond here? Like, are you trying to promote with your business? Are you trying to have a big launch? Like, what are you trying to do here? What three things on your list truly are not going to move the needle forward? They are not going to make your life less stressful or more productive. Let's go cross those things off really quick. One, two, three, go. Just cross them off. Don't overthink it. Just be like, no, this ultimately does not move me forward. No, it doesn't. Okay. Nope. Don't need this. Nope. Don't need that. Okay. Great. Now what we want to do is we want to get your list down to a hard 10 things. No more than 10 things. If you have less, congratulations. Okay. So with these 10 things, now what I want you to do is I want you to star the four that you know for sure are like important. That if I asked you to number them in 1 to 10, which are the most important ones, and like they're the ones where you're like, I don't know, like I feel like this, 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 and this are all like number one. I feel like they all kind of go together. I want you to star next to those ones, okay? Because at this point, it should be very easy for you to identify what does matter for sure. You're like, you know, what do you got to do? You're like, well, I need to like, I've got to be working my business, my personal business every single day. And that can be broken down, broken down, broken down, broken down into like 72 other things, but we're not going to do that. Ultimately, you're just talking about your KPIs, like the key things that you need to be doing every single day to perform with your business. Okay, great. Number two, you've got to lead your team. Like, I've got to show up and I've got to teach the people how to do what I'm doing, how to do their KPIs, right? Great. Yes. That's another thing. You've got to be on top of your charts. Yes, friend, you do. Okay. Now the last thing probably is like, I've also got to like perform and show up KPI wise for my family. Okay, great. So what are the other like 4 to 6 things that are just floating around there? Those are just kind of extra. I feel like those are just broken down dust mites of the extra crap of the actual important things that you need to do. Are there half of those things that are left that you can also scratch them out, that like do or die, this is ultimately not going to make a difference. Like this is not gonna mean the demise of my business or my life. What other, you know, 2 to 3 things can you cross off? Okay, great. So now we should be left with about 4 to 6 things left-ish, okay? That these are the things that are important right now. Okay? And so you already have circled about four things that are ultimately important. And now we've got a couple extra things. All right? So what we do with this brain dump is we've identified the crap that doesn't matter. All right? Now, what, like, listen, I know we have our business life and we have our personal life. And within our personal life, there's a lot of stuff. Like, there's a lot of things that I actually, like, that truly, honestly, like, do need to be done. Like, at some point, I have to go through my kids' clothes because we're transitioning now from summer clothes to fall clothes. And they've got all these clothes that don't even fit them anymore in their dresser. And I have to go through it at some point. What of these things can you say dot, dot, dot at some point after? If you can, they just need to be kind of scratched off. And what I want you to do is those things, you're going to create space like on a weekend day. That's going to be like my, you know, my Sabbath, my day off stuff is like the crap that I need to do that truly just has nothing to do with anything else. And the cool thing is that when you list those things out, like, let me just rattle off some random crap that like truly doesn't need to be done, that I've been living with it the way that it has been for like months and months and months. But all of a sudden, when you, you know, when I'm asked, what do I need to do? I spit out all this stuff. Okay. I really need to clean my car out. I really need to go through my kids' clothes. I really need to buy myself some fall stuff. I really need to buy new kitchen like plates and stuff because all of ours are like chipped. I really need to send a couple emails. Okay, so like, see how I'm like digging? I really need to. These are things that like I probably should at some point, but they're not actually anything that I need to do. They're not do or die. They're not life or death. This isn't going to mean the difference of me being successful or not. Okay, so what I'm going to do is in my planner, I'm going to, the space above, like the month at a glance, I'm going to just write this crap down. What I love so much, this is the importance of writing stuff down. When you write stuff down, you are clearing space in your brain. So I want, you know, if you had your ABCs, you were saying your ABCs in your head, you go take your ABCs and you write them down on a piece of paper, you no longer have to try to remember them off the top of your head. The top of your head only has so much room. You can't put all of this stuff at the top of your head. You see what I'm saying? All of the potentials you have, the potential customers, potential distributors, all the new distributors, all the leaders, all the people that you're working with, trying to keep your children alive. You can't keep your, there's only so much space at the top of your head. So we want to clear it out because it's going to leave room, which is going to ultimately, when you take that weight out of your brain, you put it on paper, you're also relieving your stress. Now you're not stressed. Okay. We're identifying where to begin. That's an ultimate question. Where the heck do I begin? Okay. Write down this random stuff that you need to do. Okay. So on a night that it's the weekend or it's date night, and you know, we have date night every Thursday, and we go and like, we're kind of hanging out and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm just sitting with Will and I'm like, you know what? Really quick. I'm going to order some of my plates. I'm going to order new plates off of Amazon real quick. Great. It took me 5 seconds. See, like, that's like a no big thing, right? I'm sitting in bed on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Saturday night and I'm, you know, we're just hanging out kind of watching a movie. I'm going to hop on my phone and I'm going to go order 10 shirts off of, you know, jane.com and go order my favorite jeans from Buckle and then send them to me. And it might take me about 30 minutes, but I can do it while I'm truly doing other things. And it's a stress. See like how I'm just finding little nooks and crannies for that. Great. It's done. I can checkmark those things off. And now I feel good. Okay. When it comes to your business, listen, this is a job. I don't care if you go to school, if you work a full-time job already, or if you work a full-time job or go to school already and then have another part-time job and then you're adding this in. I had a woman who started this business and so she just keeps telling me, she keeps messaging me, hey, I just wanted to keep you updated what's going on in life. I've got this, this, and this going on and this happening and so-and-so's coming here and this and that's happening. Hey, I just wanted to let you know what's going on. You know, honestly, I just really thought about it and I just don't think this is my time. I mean, truly, like, I don't want to give myself the stress of having to figure this stuff out. Like, this woman made this an option. This is not an option for me. This is life or death. This is my damn business. This is how I'm going to feed my family. And this is how I treated it before. I treated it that way before. And, like, you've got to get yourself into this place where you feel an absolute injustice for living the kind of life that you live right now. And I live a great life and I'm grateful for it, but there's more out there for me. It is an injustice that I don't own an island. It's an injustice that, like, you know, I don't own, like, 10 rental properties. Like, that's my goal at the end of the day. So I'm going to, like, show up with a fiery passion like a bat out of hell that there's an injustice that I don't have these things. And you sure as hell are not going to get an injustice just being like, I don't know, it's just not really something that I want to take the extra time away. Guys, life is already stressful. Pick your hard. Pick your hard. What are you trying to do? A couple hundred dollars a month or $1,000 a month? How else would you create that income that this business is supposed to create for you? You would have to get another job away from the people who you are working so hard for. This is your best case scenario for having as much time with the people who you love and care about the most ultimately. This is your best case scenario versus having to hand your kids over to a babysitter and be gone. Or if maybe you don't have kids, be home at 1 o'clock in the morning. What, like, physically, what are you supposed to do? Are you able to take on another part-time job? Like, do you have to work third shift? Would you have to work third shift, first shift, and second shift? When are you supposed to sleep? The option to work this 30 minutes before you get up in the morning, 15 minutes in car line. Get your kids to do your things, put them to bed, and work it at night in your PJs with all of us girls while we're working and hanging out. This is your best case scenario. Step it. The reason why you feel overwhelmed is because you have a brain full of stuff that does not matter, and you've got to boss up. You got to boss babe up. You got to boss up. You got to put your big girl panties on. You got to man up, and you got to identify what it is that you need to do, okay? And listen, if you haven't printed out, and this is for the people who are on my team, if you don't have that daily, like, accountability tracker form deal, you need to print that out and you need to hold yourself accountable. Me, I've been doing this for 7 years. I'm a veteran of this company now, which is crazy to even say. I even have it. I got to hold myself accountable. I don't remember what I'm doing ever. I walk into a room and I don't know what I'm doing. I grab something, I walk into another room, I don't know what I'm doing. You got to hold yourself accountable. And now, once you brain dump out and you figure out and identify, okay, what I got to do, now you got to identify what your next steps are going to be. What, like, how do I make all this stuff, how do I make this stuff happen? Normally, it's a daily basis kind of thing. But listen, you are out of your damn mind if you are, like, asking yourself, how do I get all my business stuff done and then also, like, be a great mom and then, like, take long walks on the beach with my husband and then be able to do this and be able to do that? Because I want to have everything. Yeah, you can have everything. But in reason. I'm going to tell you something. Will does not get my undivided attention every stinking day. He is a grown-ass man. I don't get his undivided attention every single day. And also, I could possibly, because he's also not trying to build a, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 figure brand from his phone. Okay? So when he comes home and he can shut himself off, I can't. And guess what? I don't feel sorry for myself about it either. I feel empowered. Why? Because I had a mom who worked 3 jobs, whom I never saw. I already saw bad. I already saw what sacrifices I would be having to make outside of this. I hold on to that, just like I was talking about before. So I don't need to be, I don't need to be shooketh to know what the heck's going on here. Okay? So with that being said, stop feeling sorry for yourself that you're not just, like, living your best life. You choose what your best life is. This is my best life. This is my best life. You have to make money. You have to make money, friend. You have to make money. Stop it. You're being a baby because you're like, well, I just want to be able to do this, this, and this, and when do I get? You get to do that when you get to do that. You get to do that when you earn the right to do that. You are not entitled. You've got to work for it and it will happen, but you've got to stay the course, figure out what you need to do and stay the course. You need to be consistent, okay? I love it. I love it. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Brain dump. Do this all the time. Once you start to do this, it'll just become a really, really quick thing. It can be maybe a part of your daily journaling. Like, I don't know, however you want to do it. And I want you to put around reminders of what you're working for all around you. Who are you? What do you want? Why do you want it? Who's that going to impact? And tell yourself it every single day. Remember that if this stuff, if you have this little blossoming, seed that's planted in your brain that's flowering. It wants to flower so bad. The only way that you're going to be able to give that seed water and light and the sun is by shining on it every single day. You got to feed it every day. You got to water it every day. You got to care for it every single day. It is yours. That is your seed. That is your dream. But unless you walk towards it every single day, it's just not going to happen. I mean, how long would it take me to walk to California from Nashville, Tennessee, if I only did it twice a week? It's going to take me hell of a long time. The journey is inevitable. The distance is inevitable. But it's going to happen a lot sooner have I work it every day consistently than when I feel like it or randomly, because we don't even hold ourselves accountable. All right, you guys, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. Make sure you share this. Follow me on TikTok, if it doesn't get shut down at some point, at TikTok at The Jade Hooper, on Instagram at The Jade Hooper, on Facebook, Jade Lisa Ann Hooper. Message me, tag me, let me know what you want to talk about. I want some suggestions. I want you to talk to me about the things that you need. Wife, mom, business, womanhood, self-love, whatever it is that you need that I could possibly give you. Proud of you. We'll talk to you later.